This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. 877-217-5757 is your number. Our email is talk@talklouisiana.org. And our guests are Lamar White, the publisher of the Bayou Brief, Frederick Lamar White Jr., the pride of Alexandria, who covers Louisiana politics and people like nobody else, and his website is the Bayou Brief, and Elbert Lee Guillory, the former state senator, lawyer from Opelousas, who is a Republican, former Democrat, head of minority outreach. He is a man who is trying to get more minorities in the GOP, and of course, the last week has seen some Democrats in Virginia get in trouble because they were photographed and acknowledged that they were in blackface back in the 1980s. They have held on to their jobs thus far, but there are people calling for their resignations. And this has been coupled with some revelations of white people in blackface in Louisiana, including former State Representative Pepe Bruno, member of the Ethics Board, and yesterday in The Advocate, two white police officers from the 1990s were photographed in blackface and pictured on the pages of the newspaper of record in Louisiana. Elbert Guillory, is this much ado about nothing, or is this a real issue?
I think it's a real issue, but I believe that this is serious overreaction to this issue. You know, people are brought up by their parents, and they're brought up under their parents' standards. It's what happens after they grow up and become adults. What do they do with their lives that I'm more concerned about? I'm more concerned about what kinds of attitudes and laws these people have displayed and passed after they've grown up and become adults.
But you were a man who was at the vanguard of the civil rights movement. You have not acknowledged on this show that you were attacked by dogs, that you have the scars to show for it. Sometimes symbols mean a whole lot.
Yes, they do. Symbols mean a lot, most often. But we need to judge people's behavior today by today's standards. Judging yesterday's behavior by today's standards, it's a little dicey. People can change. I have two friends who've been very, very good friends of mine who are former Klansmen and open, obvious Klansmen, but they've changed. They were able to sit and talk, to have dialogue, and find common ground. And they've been very good friends to me and to my community.
These, I presume, are white men.
Yes, yes, they are.
How in the world could a man of color who, as I stated, has been involved in the civil rights movement when you were attacked for being a black man, become friends with somebody who persecuted somebody because of their race?
Well, first, we all make fun of each other. We all say things and do things that are not our proudest moments. All of us do that in America. The question is, what are we going to do about it now? Are we going to permit it to limit us, to prevent us from moving forward? And that's what's happening. A lot of this race prevents us from moving forward. We need to sit and talk, find common ground, and move forward together.
Well, you floored me with this revelation that you're friends with a couple of former Klansmen. What do they say about that experience? Do they discount what they did, or are they saying they did the right thing?
No, it's not so much what they did or what I did, how they felt 20 years or 40 years ago, or how I felt 30 years or 40 years ago. But it's more about today. Do we find common ground today? And we were able to sit and talk about America today and economics today and criminal justice today, find common ground and move forward together to the point where the older gentleman of those two I represented three generations of his family. I represented as a lawyer. I was his lawyer, his children's lawyer, and his grandchildren's lawyer.
877-217-5757. Lamar White, the publisher of the Bayou Brief, has been listening intently to Senator Guillory. I suspect you're somewhat interested in what he said, Lamar.
Yeah, but I mean, I think the senator's right. People do change. Senator Robert Byrd, of course, was a member of the Klan, and when he passed away, the NAACP, you know, wrote a note of profound regret about his passing because he changed his life and became a champion for civil rights. So that does occur. But I think the case that in Virginia is unique because this isn't really ancient history, and it is nice to see the Democrats are calling out their own. I think it would be hypocritical if they didn't. 1984 is not too long ago. People in 1984, even at a Michael Jackson dance competition, were not dressing in blackface to pretend to be like Michael Jackson. So I think it, you know, that you couple that with the rise of the alt-right, and there's a reason that people are paying attention to these issues now. And calling attention to past actions of our leaders.
Well, you were the reporter who broke the story about Steve Scalise, and this was, I believe, in the 90s, not the 80s. He was a keynote speaker at an event of white supremacists in his home parish of Jefferson.
Right.
And he has disavowed any association with this group, but he was quoted by Stephanie Grace as saying that he's David Duke without the baggage. Has Steve Scalise changed?
I don't really know. I mean, and it was 2002 when he attended this meeting. He was, I think, 36, a state legislator. You know, this, I can't really speak to how much he's changed on this particular issue. I think that he's acknowledged it was a mistake for him to go to that conference. I think you have to take the man at his word. He's, you know, the policies that he's promoted in Congress and before that, when he was a state legislator, don't seem to promote inclusivity and diversity.
877-217-5757 for Lamar White of the Bayou Brief and Elbert Lee Guillory. We're going to cover some ground nationally and locally with these gentlemen. And a listener notes that, Lamar, you also were the reporter who revealed a portrait of Bobby Jindal for all intents in whiteface. that gained some attention, too.
Sure did. And then as far as I know, it's not the only one that exists. Created a really interesting national conversation about how we depict one another, how people depict themselves. But that's, you know, that may be a little bit of an academic point.
Elbert Guillory, are we fixated on race in America, or is this, as Richard Cohen, the esteemed columnist, says, is not an issue in America, but the issue?
I would agree that this is a major issue today. Race is a major issue. And I'm particularly happy to see the Democrats hoist by their own petard in Virginia because they play the race card at the drop of a hat. I mean, at every opportunity, it's race, 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 race. So I'm happy to see them getting a significant dose of their own medicine. But that little glee aside, it is time for America to deal openly with race and get it behind us, for God's sakes.
Well, there are many Democrats, Elbert Guillory, many Democrats, including the former governor, Terry McAuliffe, calling for the head of Ralph Northam. They're not necessarily supporting him after this revelation. Some are saying it's reaction that's way over the top, but I think there are a lot of Democrats piling on, too.
Well, they don't have a choice. They are the ones who've played the card so often that they are now viewed as duplicitous if they don't condemn and castigate the people who are in the spotlight right now for their little blackface events.
Have you seen people through the years? You're a man who's 74 years old. Have you seen men, white men in blackface in your life?
I have, yes.
Were you offended?
Actually, it takes a lot to offend me. I worked in the Nixon administration, and one of the things that we used to do was to sit around, drink scotch, and tell jokes about each other. I was in the minority at that point, and so there were a lot of black jokes that were told. There were a lot of white jokes that were told, and we were able to do some very good things for America, despite those racist jokes that we used to tell. And we, when I say we, I mean all of us did. I did certainly my share of them. But the Nixon administration did some fantastic things for America.
877-217-5757. We'll go to the phone lines with Lamar White and Albert Guillory after this timeout. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. 877-217-5757 is your number. And race in America is a continuing challenge. In Louisiana, we are seeing the two major parties certainly discussing race. The Democratic Party is now a majority black party in Louisiana. The Republican Party is overwhelmingly white. Only a few thousand Republicans in the state are registered who are African American. And one of those is one of our guests, Albert Lee Guillory, the former state senator. And it's his job now as a GOP director of minority outreach to try to convince more black people to become Republicans. And of course, Lamar White is a white male Democrat. And Lamar, before we go to the phone lines, there's some who say that white male Democrats are an endangered species. What do you say?
Are what that is?
That white male Democrats are a rarity in Louisiana and
they
becoming
are.
More rare nationally.
I'm not sure if they're coming more rare nationally, but they are rare in Louisiana. And I think that my generation, though, I'm a millennial, I think anyone born after 1980, there's just been a cultural change. So I think that, you know, in the future we'll probably see a lot more independents and a lot more white Democrats than we have right now.
If the Democrats nominate, let's say, someone like Beto O'Rourke, a white male,
yes,
younger candidate, will that energize more white males to become members of the Democratic Party, or is it a lost cause?
It could. I mean, I saw what happened on the ground in Texas with Beto, and it inspired a lot of people, not just white young males. It inspired a huge surge in Hispanic turnout. I mean, you have to remember that Wendy Davis lost that governor's race 4 years ago by 21 points, and then he got within 2.6 points winning the Senate, which is really remarkable. We're seeing Texas turn purple, and I think it's having a spillover effect, or it could have a spillover effect, in Louisiana if we found the right charismatic candidate. Doesn't matter what color.
877-217-5757 is your number for Albert Guillory and Lamar White. Dan downtown. Dan, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Yes, Senator, with your approach to hanging by one's own petard, are the Republicans now precluded from seeking the resignation of Virginia's lieutenant governor because of their accepting Kavanaugh's denials of sexual assault without conducting a proper investigation?
What about Justin Fairfax, the lieutenant governor of Virginia, who is a Democrat, an African-American accused of sexual assault? He is holding on as well, maybe by a thread, but he is not resigning. Should he resign, and should Republicans be calling for his resignation?
I believe that sexual assault, as the son of a mother and the father of daughters, the brother of sisters, sexual assault is abhorrent, illegal, and should be pressed to the max. However, I'm suspicious of these 20-year-later events that come along only to derail someone's career. I just wonder, why wasn't, if it's so important for someone to tearfully stand before us now and recount some event that took place 25 or 30 years ago, why wasn't it important 20 years ago I'm just suspicious as a criminal defense lawyer, suspicious of these kinds of events that only happen when they want to derail someone's career.
Well, sometimes people have shown, they are so traumatized by an event that they really can't bring themselves to talk about it until years later, Senator.
Yeah, just curious that it's only when someone is a lieutenant governor or running for the Supreme Court, being about to be confirmed to the Supreme Court, that only then does it become so trauma-less so that they could come forward.
Well, there is more than one woman who has made allegations against the lieutenant governor of Virginia. Are you in the camp of Bill Cosby? Do you believe he was wrongly convicted and imprisoned for his misdeeds?
I'm not really familiar with the details of his case. I believe that there's a sufficient amount of information, documentation, to show that he really did drug and sexually assault women. And under those circumstances, he is exactly where he needs to be, which is in jail right now.
LaBar White, Democrats, of course, is noted, populated more by minorities who are in office, women and people of color. And this issue has great relevance, certainly for women, but also for many men, and for good reason. Is it appropriate to discount these accusers of the lieutenant governor of Virginia?
No, absolutely not. And there should be a thorough investigation. Like you said, Jim, sometimes it takes survivors a while before they're willing to confront their rapist or their whoever's assaulted them. In the case of both women who testified before the Supreme Court, Anita Hill and most recently in the Kavanaugh hearings, they both didn't want to testify. They were sort of forced to, in a way. So to suggest that this is all publicity stunt, or imply that in any way, I think it doesn't tell the full story of the details, background, how these women came forward, when they came forward, and what they said when they came forward.
Charlotte in New Iberia. Hi, Charlotte. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Hello. I have a difference of opinion with your guest, Mr. Guillory, when he said that people wait until the person is seeking the post on the Supreme Court. In Alabama, that man who was seeking the Senate seat had a lot of power when he attacked and manipulated and assaulted those young girls. They did not have the courage or the agency to confront him or tell about it, because he threatened some of them that people wouldn't believe them. So I think your guest is wrong. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Charlotte. Roy Moore, do you think he was wrongly accused, Senator Guillory?
My position is not that anyone has been wrongly accused, only that as a criminal defense lawyer, I have to be suspicious of someone who has sat on allegations for 25 years, and suddenly when the perpetrator or alleged perpetrator is about to ascend to the Supreme Court, only then do they rush forward. Again, I close with what I began with, and that is sexual assault is abhorrent, it's illegal, and should be prosecuted to the max. In the case of the Virginia lieutenant governor, I hope that the FBI will conduct a full and thorough investigation.
Jennifer in Marksville. Hi, Jennifer. You're on Talk Louisiana with Senator Guillory and LaBar White. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. Thank you very much. I would just like to suggest that there's a possible position here with the lieutenant governor and his accuser, and this would be based on what we have is scientific research regarding trauma. It's actually possible that both could be telling the truth. I had just discovered this morning that his accuser had been molested as a child. She had admitted that.
Well, there are two accusers. There's not one. There are two.
It would be the professor, the initial accuser.
All right.
And that what we know based on